Create Art Podcast Project, National Poetry Writing Month 2024, Day 18. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it's April, and what that means is it's National Poetry Writing Month. Now, this is something I've participated in a number of years, and for the past 5 years, this podcast has been doing it each and every year. And, well, you know, I figure let's go ahead and do it again this year. Why not? So with National Poetry Writing Month, there is a website dedicated to that. It's NaPoWriMo.net. That's NaPoWriMo.net. And you can go there and get a prompt each and every day. A lot of the prompts have different styles that you may have never encountered before, or subject matter that you haven't thought about writing about before. So it's a great way to, you know, get that bit of inspiration that you need to get you to write 30 poems in 30 days. Now, there are two main reasons why I really like this. The first is it keeps my poetic muscles going and keeps them nice and strong, and helps me to deliver to you on my promise of helping you create more than you consume. Because if I'm not creating, then why am I talking about it, right? So that's one reason. The other reason is that a lot of people, they'll put their poems or links to their websites in the chat. And I do that too. I put a link to each and every episode that I accomplish in the chat. And that way I can meet other poets that I would have never had the opportunity to meet due to geographical distance or whatnot. So it's a great way to build community. And as artists, we all need to be building community. Now, nobody is going to, you know, stand on your shoulder and say you didn't do the prompt the right way, or, oh, hey, you missed a day. That's all on you. You know, it's whatever you make of it. And the prompts are always optional. You don't have to go with the prompts. There's been times where I haven't gone with the prompt. I didn't like it, and I went a different direction. This year, the prompts have been really good, and I've been able to get them all done. So definitely check it out for yourself. Again, that website's NaPoWriMo.net. So let's look at the prompt for today. The prompt, which is always optional, the challenge is to write a poem in which the speaker expresses the idea or the desire to be someone or something else and explains why. Two possible models for you are Natasha Rose, My Next Life, Let Me Be a Tomato, and Randall Jarrell's The Woman at the Washington Zoo. Those will be linked in the show notes here for you, so if you want to check those poems out, by all means, go ahead and do that. The poem that I wrote is called The Name Tattooed on My Arm. And this is a real thing because there is a name tattooed on my arm. And I know the old adage, don't get names of somebody you're romantically involved with tattooed on your body because you'll break up. So I'm going to let you go ahead and listen to this poem and let you decide if I should break up with this person or not. Looking down at my right arm, seeing the skull and the Fu Manchu with the fedora and sunglasses, and the name scrawled there, is the person I wanted to be. I gave him a name and a tortured history and a dismal future, just on the right side of destitution. He was my voice for decades when I didn't know what I wanted to be. He sat there under my skin as a reminder, as a warning, that I may become him one day. Parts of me desired that ending. It was so poetic, so romantic. He'd be somebody I'd give my sweet ass to in a heartbeat if he'd have me. He was dark and dangerous, mysterious and stoic. Nothing could touch him. Feelings could not sway him. He was comfortable in his own skin. He is the things I am not. I created this fandom to fight the nightmares, to fight my weakness. Naturally, he doesn't have any. He was my hero, like Bukowski or Kerouac, until I became a father, and thought if he tried to date my daughters, he'd be carried out in a pine box. I so wanted to be him, but he's not real. He's not sustainable. He would not be able to do what I do. live the life that I live, be a father, be a partner, be supportive. He's selfish. He's all the bad qualities that I don't need. And yet, at times I want to be him. This tattoo on my arm, this mark I gave myself, this Frankenstein's monster that I created. So that's the poem for today. I want to thank you so much for listening to it. I really enjoy writing these kinds of poems. A little bit dark, a little bit on the dark side, but I really enjoy this kind of stuff. And if you are doing NaPoWriMo this year, I'd definitely like to see your stuff and encourage you to write 30 poems in 30 days. It's quite a feat. It's tougher than you would think, but it's oh so rewarding. So give it a shot for yourself. And it doesn't really matter what discipline, artistic discipline that you follow. There's challenges all throughout the year for you. This is one that I've done for years, and I really enjoy it. And I love sharing it with you each and every year. And we've done it now for 5 years in a row, so I think that's great. If you'd like to comment on the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or if you have ideas for the show, or if you have critiques of the show, you can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I do definitely read all the emails, and I would love to have you on the show if you'd like to be on the show, or if you're doing something where you're at, I'd love to feature that here and talk to you about art. I am going to make an ask of you here, not an ask, but an ask. The ask is simply, if you got value from this show in any of the episodes that we've had, go ahead and share that with a friend on your app of choice there, your podcast app of choice. There's a share button. Utilize it. Use it. Make good use of it. It's a great gift, and it's free to give to a friend that is maybe a writer or somebody that needs to know that there's other weirdos like them out there. I'm definitely one of those weirdos. So definitely shoot it out to a friend of yours. Share it with a friend if you got anything out of it. Speaking about sharing a podcast with other folks, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And there I listen to all sorts of podcasts and review them and then bring them back to you and tell you why I like them and what's really special about them. A lot of times I'll have the host of the podcast on the show. Crazy, I know. But that way they can tell, where the inspiration for the show came, maybe some behind-the-scenes stuff. I just really enjoy having them on the show and sharing with you their great wisdom of the shows that they're running. So basically with that show, I'm helping you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Again, that's Find a Podcast About. All right, well, we have come to the end of this show. I want to thank you so much for listening to it. And if you're reading the show notes or if you're reading on the website the poem, thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the support that that you do by listening to the show. I can see it in the downloads, and it makes me happy. So thank you so much for that. Now it's time for you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Write a poem or 30 of them in a month. I challenge you to do that. But go out there and create some art for somebody you love. Yourself. I'll talk to you tomorrow.